Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now about 300 bonfires will be lit in the north ahead of the Orange Order's annual 12th of July parades, and two are attracting significant controversy. Last night in Tirona, pyre bearing an Irish flag and effigies of migrants in a boat was set alight, and in South Belfast, the PSNI say they won't help council contractors remove another bonfire which is built close to the electricity supply for two hospitals. There's also asbestos on that site, and the lighting of that bonfire is set to go ahead tonight. Let's speak to Amanda Ferguson now, Belfast-based journalist. Amanda, thanks for being with us. Will we talk first of all about what happened in Tyrone last night at Moygashel? That was the one that was set alight with the effigies of the migrants on the boat. What happened there?
Okay, so the Moygashel bonfire, which isn't representative of most loyalist bonfires, always has what's described as a topper on it. You know, police have come in for criticism on toppers before and so on. And this year it was the depiction of a boat featuring refugee effigies sitting inside, people of colour being depicted inside the boat with a banner underneath saying, "Stop the boats, veterans before refugees, stop illegal immigration." There had been some speculation that the topper would be removed from the bonfire, but that didn't happen, and the people behind it said that it shouldn't be interpreted as racist or threatening or sinister, but more an expression of disgust at illegal immigration. However, that isn't going down well with most people. There's been condemnation of the display from across the political spectrum, from members of the public online and the rest of it. And we know that the police are investigating that particular incident as a hate crime.
Mm-hmm. And John McDowell, who's the Church of Ireland Archbishop of Armagh, Primate of All Ireland, saying it was racist, threatening and offensive. So let's move then to this bonfire in South Belfast, which is considered dangerous because of where it is, isn't that right?
Yes, it's located on a site that asbestos was detected on. And then last night, yesterday evening, I put into the public domain that more asbestos had been found on the site at multiple locations. Then we had a late night statement from the Northern Ireland Environment Agency confirming that there had been five further locations where asbestos had been found and that 20 kilograms had been removed from the site. However, it is owned by a developer who's been quite quiet up to this point. However, I'm sure they can speak for themselves whenever they're contacted for statement. The argument that's happening in that particular site is that the bonfire builders feel that the site is being attacked because the SDLP and Sinn Féin and nationalist commentators and other people don't want loyalists to be able to celebrate their culture, whereas people like Seamus DeFeature from the SDLP or the leader of the party, Claire Hannah, or various reps from different political parties are saying this is a health and safety issue. This is a problem that asbestos is on the site. It's a contaminated site. People shouldn't be running about it. It shouldn't be set on fire and the rest. So it turns into the sort of flashpoint for these arguments and discussions. And this happens to be the one that's taken place this year. I will note that there is a doctor in the Northern Ireland media called Alan Stout, who would often comment on various issues, and he posted on Twitter, or X as it's now known, last night, saying, "Just as a simple, unbiased, non-conflicted medical opinion, I would not have myself, my children or any of my family anywhere near asbestos. The risk and the long-term impact is just far too severe." Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of where we're at with that one.
And the site then, Amanda, clearly hasn't been used in the past. It wasn't the site of a bonfire last year, for example.
No, like it wasn't. You know, this has been one of the other sort of ongoing arguments about whether or not, you know, it's happened there before. We know also as well that sometimes there can be more than one bonfire in an area because of sort of community control you know, sometimes not sinister circumstances mean that multiple bonfires will take place. However, this is being viewed by people who wanted to go ahead as a win. However, you know, whenever you're sort of looking at the facts of it, the fact that it is risky, the fact that asbestos is a really serious, really dangerous product. There's a reason why it costs tens of thousands of pounds for its safe removal by specialists. So I think people are kind of a little bit dumbfounded that this is the argument that we're having. However, we've heard this morning from one of the senior figures in the Orange Order telling people to go ahead and enjoy themselves. But it'll be interesting to see if any politicians turn up with their children or grandchildren to this particular bonfire site. But I know as a journalist that I won't be anywhere near it.
Right. You're going to decline any invitation to go if it comes. Listen, on the issue of taking it down and what I was saying earlier about the council contractors who wanted the PSNI to come in with them, there's no indication that the council is going to go ahead without the PSNI to try and take this thing apart.
Yes, and the other thing is that I contacted the PSNI yesterday evening after I put into the public domain about more asbestos being found on the site to ask them had they made their decision and their risk assessment before or after it had been revealed that more asbestos have been found on the site, and I'm still waiting to hear back from them. At this time of year, you know, you couldn't pay me to be a police officer in the north. I know some people say that about journalists, but it's a difficult job because the police are put at the centre of political disputes, of sectarian disputes every year. However, there are questions to answer about the sequence of events, and I'm sure that'll be poured over in the days to come. We know that there are various legal challenges that will flow from this particular bonfire site, and I know that some lawyers perhaps have been in touch with people living in the area, because you know if you inhale asbestos, you know, you may have no symptoms. It may take 20 or 30 years before you develop symptoms. It is a very highly dangerous product, and the idea that anybody would want to go onto that site just beggars belief. But this is where we're at in 2025, and we'll see what happens later.
Amanda, thank you. That's Amanda Ferguson there, who's a journalist in Northern Ireland.